I would like to acknowledge my colleagues who are working with me on this project, and both of them are present in the room, Roger Boothroyd and Wei-Jen Chen. And we have been conducting for the past 2 years a study on conflict and systems of care for kids and adolescents. And for those of you who don't know what systems of care are, this is a little definition. They're really comprehensive spectrums of mental health and other kinds of services for kids that have serious mental health disorders. And many of these systems of care are funded by the Center for Mental Health Services, part of SAMHSA, and they've provided over $1 billion in funding at the present time to support these systems of care. There have been 126 grantees in 50 states, 2 territories, and the District of Columbia. When we looked at the literature, and particularly the literature related to systems of care, we thought there are a number of reasons why there could be conflict, and these are some of them. There are changing relationships. Whenever you introduce new resources, people raise their hand and say, I'd like to have some of those resources. So that's always an issue. Communication can be an issue also, so there are a number of reasons why there could be conflict. We were interested in what kind of conflict and how that conflict is dealt with. So the purpose of this project is to learn about the sources of conflict and conflict resolution. And based on what we learned, we plan to develop a mediation approach, which we want to pilot test in several sites to see whether or not we can effectively decrease the conflict. We have a total of 218. This is a national survey in systems of care that we conducted, so we have a total of 218 responses from 44 of the currently existing 86 sites, and so that's 51% response rate, which we thought was relatively decent. And these are the characteristics of the people who responded to us. You can see that there are more women than men. We have a nice range in terms of age. We have distribution in terms of nice mix of race, and about 11% Hispanic. We ask these folks what their primary role in the system of care was, and you can see the major ones here. First of all, family members are really well represented in this survey. Secondly, mental health, as you might expect, is well represented also. And then other child-serving agencies. And there are a number of other kinds of activities that people were involved in or agencies that they represent. In terms of the sources of conflict, I thought this was pretty interesting. The major one here is history. We've dealt with these people before. You know, it didn't work last time. And so we come into this relationship already with negative attitudes about working with this particular agency or a particular person from an agency. Secondly are goals. And here, can we agree on what we want to accomplish? Are we all on the same page? And sometimes we aren't, as you can see here. And communication. Everywhere we went for our study on collaboration, I think, that Mary Armstrong and I did, and in this study, people tell us that communication is a problem. Some people know what's going on more than other people know what's going on. What happens when conflict does occur? How do we manage it? The major way that folks told us that they manage it is by analyzing why we have this conflict, what it's about, and developing a strategy. There are a number of other ways of dealing with it that are not so positive. For example, it's dealt with behind the scenes. Some folks get together and decide what we ought to do about this. Or we can ignore it. We just pretend that it's not happening and go on as if, you know, everything's just fine. So there are some both positive and negative ways that these systems of care have dealt with conflict. If they use some positive conflict resolution techniques, it was usually facilitation. Some of them actually got in professional negotiators or mediators. Some of them actually went to arbitration or to the judicial process to resolve the conflict. So you can see, again, some of these are more positive than others are. When we ask them to assess how effective the governing board is, most folks, more than 50%, felt that it was overall effective, that it was pretty responsive, that it paid attention to business, and that it the meeting environment and effectiveness were pretty effective. Somewhere between 40 and 50% said that. I was very interested in whether or not the parents on the board of directors that we were surveying felt differently than the professionals who were represented on that board of directors. And I'm only going to show you one of the things that we looked at there, and that is, how effective is your system of care? And the professionals felt that the system of care was more effective than the parents did, and that's probably not surprising and is probably one of the reasons for conflict within the system of care. We asked them, would the availability of staff trained in conflict resolutions have helped you with the conflicts that have developed? And about 45% said yes, 36% said no, and 19% said, we don't know. We haven't been through this, we just don't know if it'd be helpful or not. What we're doing now is something called concept mapping, which is a mixed methods approach to try and understand conflict and its resolution in greater depth. We're going out to sites. We've done the first site, and I'll show you a map from that first site. We're trying to go to sites that have been in existence for longer periods of time than some other sites who have had well-known conflicts. Some of these conflicts have gotten so severe in systems of care that they've had to give the money back to the federal government. And you know you never want to give money back to the federal government. But that's happened in a couple sites, and actually there are a few sites that exist now that may have to do the same thing. So it's an important issue, I think, that we take a look at. When we go out to the sites, we're also conducting interviews and record reviews. This is what a concept site map looks like. The higher the pile, if you will, the more importance people give to that particular issue. So the issues that were identified by this group, and I'll tell you how many there were. This is our first site, as I said. There were 10 participants from their board of directors, and they generated 43 brainstorming statements about conflict resolution. And those statements you feed into the computer, Wei Jen Chen feeds into the computer, and it clusters these things, and it produces a map that shows you what are the major areas of concern. So here we have a culture of collaboration as being very, very important to individuals. Agency relationships and respect. Respect gets a lot of attention from these folks, as you can see, because also understanding and respectful communication is an issue in resolving conflicts. The structure and infrastructure are issues. And finally, the least important thing in this particular site map are the problem-solving skills. Since I have a minute or so, let me give you a couple statements from these so you can understand the kinds of statements that go into this map. For the understanding and respectful communication, folks said, communicate directly and professionally and don't play games. That's pretty clear. For the communication of shared vision, establish good relationships between agencies and individuals to allow us to work together on specific issues. Problem-solving skills, make team decisions as we come together to do problem-solving for the child with difficult issues. And for the structure and infrastructure, refocus on common values and principles, such as serving families and children, which is our focus. In other words, we need to stay focused if we're going to be effective. And finally, for the collaboration culture, people should see collaboration as part of their job. So those are some of the kinds of statements that were fed into the computer to give us this kind of map. Now, it's going to be interesting when we go to the other sites to see whether or not we come up with the same kinds of issues or whether or not sites that have more conflict than this one. This was a site that was recommended to us as having been in existence for more than 5 years and having a good track record in terms of serving kids and families and little conflict. So this is one of our positive, most positive sites, I believe. We'll see. What are we doing next? We're going to complete these site visits. We're going to review the concept maps with each of the sites so that they get some feedback on what came out of this process. And as I mentioned earlier, we hope to develop a conflict resolution process and implement that process and then evaluate whether or not it has been helpful to the sites. So that is my spiel for the morning. Yes, Doc.
The survey, sampled board members from each site?
Yes, we did. We sampled board members, and the board members in these systems of care should be half family members and half professionals. That happens sometimes and doesn't happen sometimes, but those were the people that we actually talked with. In this case, we did not talk with families except for the family members on the board. Yes. Interesting. No, Steve, we haven't done that yet, I don't think. No. We could do that, yeah. Yeah. We should do that. Yes. Yeah. That's something else that we didn't really take a look at. We looked at parents' professionals, but we didn't look at mental health versus other professionals. And again, we could actually sit down and do that. No. And we were really surprised by that. I expected to see much greater difference of opinion between the family members on the board and the professionals. But communication seems to be relatively good. They seem to be pretty much on the same page. There are still some issues, but there are no statistical differences.